This is Kim Dumain, Dr. Peebles Free Message, October 5th, 2021, Moving Beyond Doubts.
God bless you, Dr. Peebles here. It is a joy and a blessing when man and spirit join together in search of the greater truths and awareness. Dear friends, at this time on the planet Earth, many of you are awakening to the grand power within you. You are more and more confident, and that is exactly what we are here to help, to assist you with. Now, many of you will look at your doubts and your fears, and sometimes you will get quite stuck in them, and that is unfortunate. So we are here to gently coax you into a new space, a new consciousness, where you are able to see the doubts, the fears, the obstacles that are appearing on your path, and to realize the grand teachers they are, and that they will lead you to your power. They will lead you to greater confidence and certainty in your life. And as you learn and grow, as you begin to indeed not focus on any of the doubts and fears that have been placed in your conscious, not only from this lifetime, but from many existences that you've had at that soul level. But as you do that, you will begin to rise in your vibration. You will be able indeed to sense, to feel, and to be able to act upon the new energies of the higher dimensions that are indeed reaching out to all those souls on the planet Earth at this time who are ready to receive these frequencies. These frequencies will indeed ask for you, yes, to move in to your state of higher confidence, to begin to believe in yourself, listening more and more to your intuition, moving beyond any hesitation, power that will limit your experience and your ability to take action. For so many of you are now seeing indeed that the many challenges that your planet faces, both individually, at your personal level, as well as the collective level, the unity consciousness, you cannot indeed depend on others to take care of it for you. You each have your own beautiful and unique role in not only serving the masses, but yourself. Now, many of you say, well, I'm not famous. I can't do anything to indeed impact the world. But your presence alone is doing just that. So every time you conquer your fear, every time you allow your spirit to guide you beyond any limitation of doubt, you are impacting everyone and everything around you. And again, as we have often shared with so many of you beautiful souls, then you are beginning to rise together and forming a very large energy ball of light, of love. And that is how you will begin to change the world. You will allow more and more of God's energy of love to come through you. Now, we say this to you many, many times, but we remind you, do not look upon the obstacles that you are facing. Do not allow momentary lapses of faith or trust to stop you, dear friend. Gently forgive yourself for fear and allow yourself to continue to move on with your trust more and more intact. Allow, yes, the teacher of fear to show you a higher path by your willingness indeed to learn to focus on something different. Otherwise, you will indeed drown in the energies of the fear, not only that you have allowed to penetrate your own being, but the fear that is so prevalent around you. Now, of course, much of it in the world, yes, at this time, not only in this country or that country, is being orchestrated. Yes, some of that confusion is there to keep you in a state of disarray, to keep you confused, to keep you from learning to use your spiritual tools, your power, to be able to, yes, look at solutions, to take them into a place of action where so much can be resolved. Overall, we are seeing that some of you are awakening quite beautifully, but then there are many of you who doubt your ability to shine. You doubt that you have, yes, the power of spirit within you. We assure each and every one of you hearing these words, you have the power of God. You are indeed spiritual masters in ways that you would not even believe or be able to comprehend. But the more that you focus on it, the more that you ask for that understanding, for that power to be revealed to you, then you will easily be able to sidestep the doubts that come across your life and your daily experiences, and you'll be able to move into faith and trust, which will show you the higher way that will provide you with the solutions to not only your personal problems and challenges, but also to the world around you. For indeed, we remind you that so many of the challenges that you have in your own lives are often the same for so many others. Learn to look, of course, beyond the appearances. Do not give in to the rhetoric of the world that says you need to be worried about fame or skin color, how much money, for at the end of the day, you are all putting your pants on in the same way. You are all rays of light. Yes, creatures of God, here to learn and grow and ultimately to awaken from your slumber to find your power. And the only way you will find your power is to move through, move beyond the many uncertainties, the insecurities, the fears and doubts. They are there by design for your own soul understood the truth that you needed those to understand the contrast between faith and trust and fear and doubt. Once you get the hang of it, we assure you, your path will become that much easier. It will not be so tough. It will not be such a hardship to face your life's challenges. You are growing every single day in ways that your personality, your ego is not even aware of. Trust indeed that the growth is occurring. Ask for the signs to be present to your personality so that you will indeed get the message that progress is being made, that you are moving beyond some of the negative vibrations and challenges that you came to Earth to experience. And know, of course, that you are never alone in this plane of growth and learning. The school of Earth indeed is a tough one, but you have assistance always available to you. Move beyond any doubts that we are with you, that the help and support and comfort is there upon your asking. We are indeed honored, as always, to be able to support, to be able to help you in no matter what the circumstances. We can't always do it for you, but you will feel our love. You will feel our encouragement and support, and that is what we offer to you so freely, so lovingly. Dear friends, trust in what your soul is showing you. Train yourself to look more and more as to what the next steps are. Learn to look beyond the appearances of the fears and doubts and know that they are part of the illusion, and that you are indeed truly awakening bit by bit to the grandeur, to the glory of God and Spirit. We do wish you well. God bless you indeed.